Life is full of adventures in the shape of places, people, and experiences. And in retirement, it's your turn to choose what those adventures look like. Whether you want to travel, fish, hit the beach, or see grandkids, it's important to take time to connect to your dreams for retirement. Welcome to the Delaware Retirement Connection with your host, Len. As a certified life coach and certified financial planner, Lynn combines life coaching and financial advisory skills to help retirees identify and fund their life goals, hopes, and dreams to make their retirement as amazing as they want it to be. Now, here's Lynn.
Welcome to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, here with my wife, Joyce. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Lynn. Nice to be with you again.
Oh, it's nice to be with you, my dear, sweetie. We're going to talk about creating memories and actually reflecting on memories and just a whole program about the importance and the value of memories in our lives. And, you know, we all have wonderful memories. So we all have things that we'd like to think and reflect on. And I'm just going to put you on the spot here, Joyce, and ask you, what are some of your fondest memories of your life? I know they probably include me, but
I guess my first one was really flying over from the Philippines and flying for the first time on the airplane and looking down. And I would repeat my grandmother's words of myself saying, "Look, Lola, the stars are down," because we saw the lights from above, and it was different being up in a plane looking at stars being below us. So that was really one of my favorite memories that I could hear her say every time we saw each other.
Well, that's a sweet memory. So you're about 8 years old and flying on a plane, living in the Philippines, maybe less technology than we have here. And how interesting when you saw the lights below, you thought that they were stars and the world is upside down. That's really, really sweet. So, you know, do you have any things that remind you of that memory? I know recently you were going through some of your newspaper clippings from the newspaper that show your family reuniting here in the United States. But do you have any memories of that specific moment?
I do not recall the specific moment, just remembering my grandmother telling me about it. But I have started to pull together my pictures from the past, and I found one or several pictures of when we were in flight, or actually when we were in Japan on our way over here. There's pictures of us with our matching suits that our aunt made for us, and my uncle telling us the story of staying in the hotel room and having a bellboy kind of watch us for a little bit. And when he came back to the room, we had discovered toilet paper and had pulled it all through the room. So that was a fun memory and a picture actually that reminded me of my leaving the Philippines and taking that plane ride and coming to the U.S.
So, you know, we're talking now about a little different part of our discussion, and that is the whole purpose of creating memories. And memories is really a future. It's a future endeavor, right? So when we're doing something, we're living in the present. But when we're creating memories, we're doing something that we're going to reflect on in the future to this time. And so really what you're talking about is how you, there's a legal term for that, memorialized, how we put that into permanency, into something that we have recorded so we can reflect on that. And really, that's where the value of memories are in capturing the moment, capturing the emotions, the joy, the specialness of the moment, the people that we share that with, so that we can reflect on it in the future and really enjoy that moment again. That's so very important, because we don't want to just go through life and have no perspective and no memories and no history of our lives.
That's true. And I guess that's a way to look back, to bring those memories alive again through the pictures that are shared not only verbally, but now you can see physically.
Right. So the memories will be shared verbally, and then I have the pictures that show that. And so as a mom, Joyce, you know, moms, I have to tell you, have a lot of important roles in a family. And one of the important roles that the moms do, other than everything else you all do, is to create these opportunities, these wonderful opportunities for the family that will be reflected on in the future, whether it's traditions, whether it's special events, whether it's a birthday, just enjoying life that includes parts of life that we want to capture down the road. But, and you've done that, Joyce, but one thing that I remember very fondly is that you would take pictures, like pictures of all the stuff. I'm not even going to tell our listeners all the pictures you took of, so you'll feel like you're going to laugh about it. But you know which pictures I'm talking about. And these are actually pictures of children, or children, all kinds of things they were involved in. So, but, you know, you took those pictures for a reason, right? And like, why do you take all those pictures? Like when we go to the restaurant, why'd you take a picture, the sign of the restaurant? Like, I know why that is, but like, why would you do that?
Well, unless you're a very detailed person and you write down everything that happens in your life, which it's too much to do, taking a picture of where you were at the time a special memory was being created, no matter how small or significant, because sometimes there were ones that seem like, why are you taking that again? We've done that before. It's a time where you want to remember and come back to that memory again and remember the specialness of it. And so you need those little triggers of seeing the name of the restaurant or things like that to kind of help you bring it back if you don't have things that are digitized to show exactly when it happened. Like the old days, you know, with a old-fashioned camera. Now our phone takes the dates of everything, so that really helps in another sense.
Yeah, so, you know, it's the idea of living that memory and capturing it and to relive it. And, you know, pictures do that probably as effective as anything. Picture captures 1,000 words. And so, you know, you've gone through life and you have been making memories. You've been taking pictures, recording those memories. You've also got involved in creating albums to help remember those memories. You've got involved. You're a creative memories consultant for a number of years. And why did you get involved in that? How did you get involved in that?
I guess it was mainly through friends who did scrapbooking, and we kind of are in the same boat with our children. We want to keep those memories alive, and we want to document the specialness of each child and their memories. And so as moms, you know, we gathered together and did that. And that was a part of our connections with our friends, other women that scrapbooked with us, and as well as the continued connections with our children in remembering those memories through the pictures and the albums we created.
I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the albums you created and how special they are to us, to our children. And, you know, what's really amazing is when our children have the scrapbooks that you made and they can look back on their life and help them stir their memories and bring to remembrance all the different wonderful things in their lives. It really helps them understand who they are better and how they got to the place they're at, not just physically, of course, but emotionally and from a standpoint of a value system, what things they enjoy. And that all starts with creating the memories, living life. And I guess in a way, all things in life have a memory component, but making life special, making it memorable in a very positive way, and then creating opportunities to reflect on it. And I know our children just absolutely cherish the things that you created for them because it helps them reflect on the important things of their life growing up.
Yes, and being able to have them look through it and share it with their friends, those are also fun times to watch happen as they are reflecting on their lives and sharing with their friends.
So here we are in Delaware. We moved here a few years back, and like we talk about in many of our programs here at the Delaware Retiree Connection, we think about what are some things that we want to be doing, what are the things we want to be involved in. We want to be thinking about connecting to the area and folks that we do life with. And this was one of your connections, the whole idea of scrapbooking. And actually, our guest in our next segment is Lynn Wilkins. Lynn is a creative memories consultant, helps ladies and men, if they want to, do scrapbooking and take their pictures, their boxes of pictures, and create then to a memorable, beautiful scrapbook. So how did you connect with these ladies? And talk a little bit about how that helped you connect with things that are important to you, that you really value as part of being a Delaware retiree or soon to be Delaware retiree.
I guess I just went online and through Creative Memories looked for someone nearby. And Lynn's name popped up and I reached out to her and began a conversation and went to go visit her at one of her events. And now I'm one of hopefully her future regular attendees and have met a lot of ladies that share the same passion. And now I am able to accomplish more of the albums that I need to finish that I've started. And I'm bringing this connection back to what I love with my pictures to be able to seeing that, you know, continue now that I have more time.
Well, we're going to be talking to Lynn Wilkins in just a few moments. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back after a short break.
We all want the freedom to do the things that make us happy, especially in retirement. To get help with laying the foundation for that freedom, call 302-501-7711 and have a chat with Lynn.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? If you want to retire and stay retired, get the information you need by joining Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, for a special event. What's the best way for you to take Social Security? When can you sign up for Medicare, and what does it actually cover? Is there a way to lower your tax bill? These and much more will be discussed as you and a guest enjoy a complimentary dinner. View upcoming events at dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Reserve your seat today by calling 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711, or go to dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Plan today so you can do the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. Call 302-501-7711 or go to dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Firm offers insurance services and is not affiliated with the U.S. government. Investment advisory services offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC-registered advisory firm.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by dedicatedfinancialservices.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
We're back. Thanks for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. I'm here with Lynn Wilkins. Lynn Wilkins is a creative memory consultant here in coastal Delaware. Hey, Lynn, so good to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Lynn, tell us a little bit about what you do when it comes to creative memories and what makes them so creative. And how does that look like for folks who are interested in really making more of their pictures?
Well, I guess my business is twofold. I sell a product by Creative Memories. So I'm a creative memories advisor, but I also have a retreat business. So I set up retreats where ladies come for the weekend and they scrapbook. So they're preserving their photos, their memories, and having something that they can reflect back on and share with their family and future generations.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the whole idea of taking pictures and, why people do take pictures and what people do with the pictures they take. They take pictures and they have often lots of pictures and maybe they do some stuff with it. Usually they don't. What is your experience with that whole pictures and the memory process? What have you found most people do?
Well, I think it's a little of both. Some take photos and then don't print them. They're on their camera, they're on their cell phone, and that's where they stay. Others take them and print them and store them in a box under the bed. And then there's the ladies that join me and they see their photos, whether it's a birthday or Christmas, and decide, hey, I love these papers, I love these embellishments, I love this bling. Let me put these photos down on paper, a colorful paper, come up with a theme, be very artsy, and put them in an album and share with my family. So I think we see all kinds of things. There's probably a lot of people that have those photos listening that are stored in a box under the bed. And, you know, we can help you, you know, preserve your memories and do something in a very artful way.
So why is it that, I think the answer is kind of obvious, but why is it that people have boxes and boxes of pictures? Why is that?
Well, I think you're right. I mean, I think we all love the idea of taking photos and then, you know, to preserve them for the future, but they probably don't do a lot of good stored in a box or stored on the phone or on the camera. If we're going to take the photos, let's go the extra step and put them in some kind of book, even if it's just a photo album without the artsy side of it, so that you can look through them. Every year I pull out, say, at Christmas, the albums of my children when they were little, and we love reflecting back on what we did those years, or a birthday party, or a family reunion. So once you take those photos, let's go the extra step and do something to preserve them.
And you mentioned retreats. Of course, you don't need to go to a retreat to make an album. You can do that anytime. But why do you do retreats? Why do you find that that's an important way to make progress with albums?
Well, my business is all women that attend my my retreats, and we come together. I sell them a table space, say a 6 or 8 foot table. They bring their photos, they bring their picture or their paper embellishments and their albums, and they have dedicated quality time to work on their hobby. We all have the best intentions of, setting up at the dining room table at home and, putting our memories together and our photos down and on paper and in an album. But the phone rings, the dog barks, the children need something, the laundry needs to be done. And the next thing you know, it's, time to go to bed. So it's a great opportunity for ladies to get together, have a girls' weekend, and work on their hobby.
And I guess the other thing that happens is when you don't have this dedicated opportunity, this can have sort of a way to take over your life, right? So if you spend just a little bit every day, you spend actually a lot of days getting very little done, and you don't want to put this stuff away. So what you often have is stuff all over the house. It just takes over your life. Do you have a lot of your lady clients tell you that it creates friction in the house. So it's kind of interesting, their attempt to create these beautiful memories is creating a lot of friction in the process.
Well, that could be. I mean, sometimes our joke, when we're together with our retreats and our weekends is that we also like to collect the supplies. Maybe in addition to doing the hobby, we also are collectors of all the pretty things, all the pretty paper, all the pretty embellishments, all, you know, the pretty stickers. So, and I imagine, you know, those collections might filter out of a craft room and into a living room and into a dining room. So sure, that could have some impact on the surroundings at the home. So, you know, you put things in your tote bags and totes and bring them along to the weekends and have time from Thursday night till Sunday afternoon. It's out. It's, you know, you can walk away, you know, and it's there in a dedicated space.
This is Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. I'm here with Lynn Wilkins, a creative memory consultant, talking about creating memories. And Lynn, how can some of the folks listening to our program contact you? If they said, well, that sounds like fun, I'd like to get involved in that. How could they reach you?
Sure. Well, I actually have a website. My website is called LynnsScrapHappens.com. And actually, that name came about when I want, you know, social media is a very good source of advertising for my business. And when I was setting up my Facebook group, I asked my customers to help me come up with a creative name. And one of the customers suggested Lynn's Scrap Happens. And, you know, it's kind of a pun. So I thought that was just a very good name. So now I have a website, I have a Facebook group, I say for my VIPs. And so you go on there, I have all my calendar events, I have some photos of products that I sell for creative memories. And the information's, you know, there, Lynn's Scrap Happens.
So Lynn, let's assume that you have a lady reaches out to you and says, hey, you know, I heard about you on the Delaware Retiree Advisor program, or they say, I went to your website, or so-and-so told me about what you're doing. How do they get connected? How do they feel comfortable? And what's the first step for them? Take us through that experience that they would go through.
Sure. Most people that come to my events are already avid scrapbookers, and they're just looking. Maybe they live in Pennsylvania and they're looking to come to the beach. And, you know, we have a beautiful, you know, area here in Sussex County. I use several different hotels, all at the beaches. And, you know, that's a big draw for ladies outside of our area. However, I do have many customers who probably live within 20, 30, or 40 minutes away from the hotels, but they, you know, could easily go home at night, but they opt to, again, have a girls' weekend, getaway, and, you know, just be away from their families and work and, you know, have kind of a opportunity to refresh and, you know, work on their hobby.
So what would you say to somebody who reaches out to you and says, you know, I've been doing scrapping for a while and I just really don't do it anymore. What would you say? How would you encourage them to get back into it?
Sure. And a lot of people now, you know, there are people that have decided they would like to do digital scrapbooks. And that is certainly a product that we sell for creative memories. I'm going to say that probably 90 to 95% of my ladies still like the trimming paper, cutting paper, putting embellishments and bling and stickers down. But there are those that like the compact way of digital scrapbooking. So they can go online, they can upload their photos, they can still have that artsy creativeness by selecting photos and embellishments, but it's all done digitally. So that's just another option when somebody feels like maybe the products are a little bit too much for them to carry and, you know, have in their homes. The digital option is a, you know, great option.
And how about those ladies that would maybe like to learn some new techniques or try something different? How what's an opportunity for them to maybe, you know, get a little more skill in what they do?
Sure. I a couple of ways. On my Facebook group, I often share new ideas, new punches, new ways for, you know, to cut paper and a new type of layout and technique. Also at my retreats, we have a make and take time where they can, you know, bring their papers. We sit down and we try out the newest tools and paper and embellishments. And, you know, they come away with a real pretty layout that they can add their photos to.
Well, I know you have a lot of fun doing this. I know you all enjoy it. This is the Delaware Retiree Advisor, Len. I'm speaking with Lynn Wilkins. We're talking about creating and saving and enjoying memories. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back. Thanks for listening.
As the weather warms, the open road begins to beckon. If you've been getting the itch to travel, call Lynn at 302-501-7711 to make sure you have enough saved to keep the winds of adventure blowing in retirement.
Remember that first paycheck when you started working all those years ago? You were finally out on your own earning money. You looked at the net amount and thought, whoa, what happened here? It could be this way with your retirement accounts. You know how much you've saved, but if you haven't planned for Uncle Sam, you could come up short in retirement. With tax laws constantly changing, there's a lot you need to know to make sure you're not paying more than your fair share. Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, can help. He's been helping families just like yours plan for retirement for more than 30 years. Len will help you create a retirement plan that shows you how taxes could affect you now and in the future. Set up a visit with Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, by calling 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711. Make sure you know how these changes could affect you so you can avoid those whoa moments in retirement. Call 302-501-7711. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through SGL Financial, LLC, an SEC registered advisory firm.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by dedicatedfinancialservices.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
This is Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. So glad you can join us. We're talking to Lynn Wilkins, a creative memory consultant. And we've been talking about the idea of retreats and ladies going away and making scrapbooks, taking their photos and putting them into beautiful albums. And wanted to get into the psyche of that. Why do people do that? Why do people make albums? And what do they hope to accomplish from that?
Well, I think those that are with me that do this hobby feel it's important to preserve memories. Like I mentioned earlier, having your photos in a box really is difficult for you to go through and reflect back on the fun times that you've had, whether it be trips or birthday parties with your children or holiday gatherings with family and friends. So, you know, having them put in a structured album in some organized method is just a great way to preserve your memories and be able to reflect back on wonderful times that you've had.
Well, I would also take it maybe a step further. It's not just about the memories. It's about the connections. And I'm sure that's some maybe for many folks, it's just kind of like a given. But I really want to press into that because it's not just the memories. It's those that meaningfulness, that emotional reconnection with that experience and that reconnecting emotionally with people that you've done life with and enjoying that time together. Talk a little bit about that, how it's really not just the product, it's the experience and that relationship.
Oh, sure, absolutely. I believe it's important to, you know, connect with individuals. The one great thing about kind of coming away, going away and being with like-minded individuals working on a hobby is, you know, you get great ideas, you're connecting with ladies, you're, you know, kind of experiencing a girl's weekend away. And, you know, just making those connections is just important for, you know, your mental health, as well as, you know, again, just reflecting back on, you know, great memories that you might have had.
So there's really a few things going on here. One is your Ukrainian memories, Ukrainian albums, and sharing them with friends and, enjoying that together. But there's some special connection going on with the ladies that go to these events. I know because my wife Joyce goes. And talk a little bit about, what it really goes on for the ladies when they have this event for themselves individually and in each other's lives and together.
Sure. I mean, I think, I often say I've been selling creative memories for 15 years now and pulling together events for almost all of that. And a lot of times these ladies have started as my customers and they've become my friends. And I feel like those individuals who have participated in my events feel the same. They've developed lifelong friends as a result of the connection of coming together, working on a hobby that they all enjoy. I believe those connections are invaluable to those individuals.
I'd love to hear maybe a little success story, maybe from the eyes of one of the ladies that you had come to one of your retreats, and maybe how going to one of your retreats might have been a really special time for her and something she was going through life. Maybe, maybe lost a family member or going through a hard time, with something, or just got re-energized and reconnected with something that was very important to her at one time in her life. Do you have anything you can share without using names?
Well, I can actually just use my own self, if that's okay. I actually went through breast cancer last year. And the saying, it takes a village. Well, scrapbooking is a village. And I have 12 ladies on my team. They're called downlines. And many of those individuals, as well as customers, rallied around me. If I couldn't be there, they still ran the show for me. And that was just invaluable to, my family, to know that there was support to continue with my business. I mean, I didn't have to be there because these individuals could take it and they had attended enough of my events to know how I ran them and they could, move forward with me. And they did it out of friendship and love. And I believe that many of us feel that friendship and love when we come together for our weekends.
That's really wonderful. I wasn't aware of that, your life story. I wish you a complete recovery if you're not recovered, and a continued health. So that's my prayer for you. I would love to hear about how getting involved in something like this really helps empower ladies to really be really good at something and have something that they're really proud of. That would be, I think, a real encouragement for ladies who are listening and maybe haven't done scrapping for a while or thinking about it or maybe are still doing it. And just talk a little bit about how that really makes them feel like they're just on top of the world.
Sure. I mean, I think it's a real sense of accomplishment. And, you don't have to be an artist to do this hobby. You just have to have a love for wanting to preserve your memories. And memories may not always be photos. Maybe they're certificates and awards that you've received or newspaper clippings of a certain event that happened. Those can certainly be scrapbooked as well. But I think once you look back from start, the project that you've done from start to finish and, feel a sense of accomplishment, I think that's just an invaluable feeling.
This is Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection, and I'm here with Lynn Wilkins. Lynn is a creative memories consultant. Tell the folks how they can reach out to you if they'd like to reach you.
Yes, I have a website. It is Lynn's Scrap Happens, and my website has my calendar of events, also has a link to my Creative Memories products page, and also shares, a little bit of my story, how I got started scrapbooking, as well as selling creative memories and pulling together retreats. So that's lynnsscraphappens.com.
And there's two S's in Lynn's Scrap, right? S-S, Lynn's
yes.
Scrap. Very good. I'd like to see if there's maybe some common characteristics among the ladies who do this kind of work. What is something that ladies typically have in common? Because you have, I'm sure, all kinds of ladies, different skill sets, but what do they have in common?
Well, as far as a career, I do have a lot of healthcare professionals and educators that join me at my my retreats. So I've always thought that that was, you know, very interesting. I think that maybe creativity is something that they probably all have in common. Family values and friendship. I think those are probably all things that every individual that comes has at my retreats.
Now, when you do these retreats, how long do they last? And what do you all do other than just do scrapping all day? Because I have to be honest with you, I'm also a guy, and like I'm like, girl, I'm not doing this
that long.
I'm not going to do this for like 12 hours. What do you all do?
Sure.
To connect with each other.
Well, I tell my customers that I'm like the cruise director. I'm an all-inclusive weekend. They pay me and I take care of every detail for them, which includes their making their hotel reservations, making sure that they have a table spot, registration gifts, door prizes, and food. So I, hire the caterers and they have to do is show up with their supplies. So basically we start Thursday afternoon. And it runs till Sunday afternoon. You can stay up till 2 a.m. or you can go to bed at 8 at night. The room is open 24/7 or 24 hours. And I've had ladies so excited that they've stayed up all night. And then maybe the next night realize that they do need a little sleep. And, so it is, the excitement is there because they're away. They're able to get together with their friends. They're able to make some new friends. So they come in Thursday afternoon and stay till Sunday, and the rest of the schedule is on them.
And you're not chit chatting. I mean, you're busy. You're busy doing stuff.
Yes. There's certainly a lot of socialization that happens. There may even be some wine tasting involved. There's a lot of food, a lot of snacking, a lot of great conversation. But yes, their goal is to, maybe they have in their mind that, hey, by the end of the weekend, I hope to get, 30 page layouts done, or 5 or 105. Everyone has a different goal. But there is lots of interaction. There's lots of new friendships being formed. And they're just all, connecting all weekend long.
And I'm sure there's just a lot of positive energy and a lot of encouraging, right? Because, these are things that you catch them, right? And so one of the reasons why I think a lot of folks don't do this on their own is because it takes a lot of emotional energy, right? And so when you get going on it, you sort of push each other along. Talk a little bit about that positive energy.
Well, yes. I mean, absolutely. You walk by somebody on your way to grab a snack, and you see this beautiful layout, and then you're inquiring with this person you have not met until this weekend, how do they do it? What was the technique they use? Which tools did they use? What paper did they find, best to do that layout? And so friendships form that way, and connections and enthusiasm, and it just blossoms from there. And then, the next day, the same thing happens. Someone else walks by somebody else and they learn something new. And I've had individuals say to me, hey, last time at your retreat, I met, X, Y, or Z, and I'd like to sit with them again. We had a real connection. So I think that's amazing. I think that's just wonderful.
As well as just all positive, contagious energy.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. I was talking to Lynn Wilkins, a Creative Memories consultant here in Sussex County. Thanks so much for joining us, Lynn. And we'll be right back after a short break. Thanks for listening.
What does your dream retirement look like? While you're busy thinking about that, why not let Lynn help you figure out how to make that happen? Simply call 302-501-7711 to get started.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? If you want to retire and stay retired, get the information you need by joining Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, for a special event. What's the best way for you to take Social Security? When can you sign up for Medicare, and what does it actually cover? Is there a way to lower your tax bill? These and much more will be discussed as you and a guest enjoy a complimentary dinner. View upcoming events at dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Reserve your seat today by calling 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711, or go to dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Plan today so you can do the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. Call 302-501-7711 or go to dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Firm offers insurance services and is not affiliated with the U.S. government. Investment advisory services offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC registered advisory firm.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by dedicatedfinancialservices.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We're talking about memories today, and we're talking about why they're so important to us and how they connect us with the things in life that matter the most to us and help us maintain a sense of our identity in different parts of our lives and the different things in our life that have been important to us over the years. And when we look at the idea of identity, our identity has many parts of it, many aspects of it. Our identity changes over time. And that is a very important reason to create memories, because it helps us to connect ourself with different times of our lives when we had different things that meant things to us, that were important to us. And really, when we were maybe a slightly different person than we are today, we were pursuing things that were part of who we are. We had different roles in families and different roles in life. And when we're good at creating memories and then reflecting on memories, it helps us maintain our fuller identity, as opposed to letting parts of us dissipate and fall away and just forget about it. Forget about who we were at different times and forget about different things that were important to us. I'd like to point our listeners to a resource we find very helpful called Maximizing Your Retirement. It's a booklet that we put together to help you think about how you can make your retirement as amazing as it can be. It takes you through a process of identifying who you are. It's your identity, looking at what we call the facets of life interests. And that combination we call personhood. And we look at who we are, who we want to be, who we're equipped to be, and consider what our life goals, hopes, and dreams are and what we want them to be, and how we should structure our lives to make sure we're living our life to the fullest and making our life as amazing as we want it to be. Part of the process we look at is looking at fond memories and special people in our lives. We want to talk about that for a few moments to discuss on how that helps us come to a process of considering what's really important to us and what we want to focus on our lives. And so when we're looking at fond memories, there's different stages of life. We have fond memories from our childhood, teen and high school years. We have fond memories from college, whether we attended college or maybe an educational institution, some higher learning, maybe went to trade school, perhaps we went to a military. We want to be thinking about those memories in that stage of life, which is a different stage of life, of course, than when we were in our younger years up to our high school years. We want to look at fond memories from raising our family and or recollections of our extended family. Some folks have had their own families, some haven't. And the whole idea of family is extraordinarily important because it's through the family that people grow to be who they are, starting with their developmental part of their lives, so they're building their values, their interests. And that's a particularly important time of reflection. That these are times that people who tend to lose their memory later in life often go back to and remember those earlier years, those their lives as children, as growing up, or having maybe even their own children. But these are those times in life when people reflect on, they're very important to them. Memories from our career, those things in life that we did, and different careers we had, different stage of our lives where we had different skills and we pursued different work opportunities. Memories from our different clubs we were involved in, different groups we were part of, and organizations that we were part of. These were, at one time, perhaps our most important connections. Whether it's Boy Scouts, whether it's trade organizations, whatever, these were very important connections in our lives. And so these are things that are worth reflecting on and reliving and re-enjoying. Fond memories from different special events, activities, perhaps different occasions and vacations. These are really special moments that we reflect fondly of. And these are important to think about because it gives us reason to want to re-engage in perhaps different things we've done in times past and things we've enjoyed in times, in previous times of our lives, and really maybe pursue those one more time. How about fond memories from even everyday life experience in any phase of life? Many parts of our lives are just the way we do life and the routine of life. And these are important things to reflect on. How we just do life day by day and how we change during life and why that is. And maybe we remember how we used to do life in times past. Maybe we want to think about how we should restructure how we're doing life. And maybe we also want to think about accomplishments and recognitions we receive, different things that we are proud of and help us to see ourselves as people who are successful throughout our lives. And these are important things to reflect on because they're all related to who we are. And it helps us think about what it is in life that we've cherished through our lives. It helps us think about what are some of those things that are important to us, or maybe had been important to us at one time, and maybe we want to rekindle that. So a lot of remembering isn't just to be sentimental, but a big part of remembering is to really connect with those things that were important to us in times past and reconnect with them to see how they may fit into our lives at this time, at this stage of our life, when circumstances are different, but some of those passions we may want to rekindle. And it would be helpful to think about reflecting on special people in our lives. And we'll talk about why that's important. But let's talk a little bit about who those people are and who we valued throughout our lives. Of course, it could be family members. That is often the case. And as we get older, sadly, a lot of the older family members who are special to our lives aren't with us anymore. But it does help us have fond memories of the different folks that we've loved over the years to remember them. Maybe childhood friends, perhaps influential people in our lives, especially in our formative years. We want to perhaps think about peers and leaders in the different stages of life that we were in college, armed forces, educational institutions, when we were growing in different parts of our lives. We talked about coworkers and we talked about our career, but we also want to talk about our relationships in those different career points. We want to look at the people that we met through different organizations, through different involvements we had in life, maybe through religious organizations. That's an important part of many people's lives. We want to also look at role models and mentors in lives and think about who those people are and what they taught us and what they brought into our lives. And Also want to look at perhaps some of our good friends over the years, the best friends throughout different stages of our lives. And the reason why we want to look at these folks, these special people in our lives, and think about them, reflect on them, are first of all to have fond memories of them and to enjoy the good times we've had with them. But it also helps us to think about who we want to have relationships with now. Who are the types of people that we want to have time with? And when we look at or we think about the folks that we've had relationships with in times past, it helps us remember what are some of those things we valued. What are some of those character traits? And what are some of the values that the people that we looked up to in certain periods of our lives? And think about how people we do life with now share those qualities and share those traits, and which people we do life with maybe don't, and help us reprioritize who we're having in our relationship circle. Who do we want to have closer ties with, and who maybe we should spend less time with and drift away from? And so when we're looking at these folks that we've had as special people in our lives, it helps us think about who we want to be doing life with. Because, you see, when you think about retirement, retirement is that stage of life where you have really unlimited discretionary time day by day to do whatever you want to do with whoever you want to do it with. And when we think about maximizing our retirement, we want to be thinking about doing those things we enjoy most with folks that we care about the most and want to do these things the most with. And the idea of thinking about those different things in our lives, those different activities that we were involved in, those different special memories from our past, our fond memories, it will help stimulate our thoughts to what we want to be focusing on and what we want to be doing in this retirement stage of life. And when we think about the special people that we've done life with over the years, in times past, we really want to be thinking about who we want to be doing a life with going forward. So by reflecting in the past on those special things and reflecting in times past of those special people, it's very practical to our current situation, because when we think about how we make life most wonderful, we really do want to enjoy doing the things we do most, and we want to enjoy it most with the people who are most special to us, that give us the most joy, give us pleasure, people we can connect with a sense of love and concern for each other, with the idea of community, and folks who give us a sense of peace. So I'll challenge our listeners to go to our website, dedicatedfinancialservices.com, go to our resource, and pull out that resource, Maximizing Your Retirement. Take a look through it, reflect on it, and spend a little time considering who you've done life with in times past, what was important to you in previous times of your life, who were the important people that you did life with, and challenge yourself through the booklet to think about what your life goals, hopes, and dreams are in this stage of life so you can make your retirement as amazing as it can be. Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We'll look forward to speaking with you again soon. We wish you well. Thanks for listening.
Leonard P. Haydachuk is an investment advisor representative of SGL Financial LLC and offers insurance services through this SEC-registered firm. He also offers insurance products and services in Delaware as an individual licensed and appointed insurance agent through Dedicated Financial Services.